What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. That's found in Psalms 116, the 12th and the 17th verses. There is hardly any mood of the human soul that does not find its counterpart in some psalm. Here the Holy Ghost has represented to the life all the griefs, the sorrows, fears, doubts, hopes, cares, anxieties, in fact, all the stormy emotions by which human minds are agitated. Every person should be so familiar with the individual psalms that he can readily recall a psalm that fits his spiritual needs for any particular occasion. This is the reason why the book of Psalms is the most widely used collection of religious poems to be found in any land or language. So to try to put us in the mood which should characterize the Thanksgiving season, I wish to introduce you to Psalms 116, one of the outstanding Thanksgiving Psalms. The person who wrote this psalm was in imminent danger of dying. Whether he was gravely ill, or in peril on the battlefield, or threatened with personal violence, we do not know. All the writer tells us is that he was so near death that he could feel himself slipping into the grave. In his extremity, the psalmist did what most of us would do under similar circumstances. He prayed. He asked God to save him. And his prayer was answered. He did not die. Ever afterward, he declared that God stepped into the situation and snatched him from the jaws of death. No person can go through an experience like that without doing some serious thinking about the meaning and the mystery of life, without feeling how utterly futile our human efforts and ingenuity are at times, how utterly dependent we are on forces beyond our control, how necessary it is to believe in a power not ourselves that sustains and shapes our lives. Having all but lost life, he began to prize it above his chief joy. He realized that life must be lived as a great obligation. He must somehow match his appreciation with acts that would justify God in giving him a new lease on life, a new opportunity to live it. He sat down and put his decisions into a poem which all his contemporaries could read. It is one of the most intensely personal of all the Psalms. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. The seventh verse of that chapter. Then he asked himself, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? It is as if he were saying to himself, how can I ever be grateful enough to God? How can I ever express my appreciation to Him? What shall I do? Then he proceeds to answer it. He vows to do three things: to express his thanksgiving, to enjoy life to the fullest, and to dedicate himself to God publicly before the whole congregation of his people. There is something lacking in the character of a person who never has any urge to thank someone for life. There is no such thing as a self-made man. Paul asked the Corinthians, what hast thou that thou didst not receive? We have little to do with the actual production of the necessities of our life. Not one of us lives entirely by his own efforts. At any moment, our lives could be terminated by something going wrong within the mechanism of our bodies or by some external catastrophe which all of us pooling our resources would be helpless to prevent. We are the products of the labors, the sacrifices, the struggles, the sufferings of thousands of people who live before us and who live about us. What have we that we did not receive? Have we no desire to express gratitude for all these things? David said, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. And that is the equivalent to saying, I will enjoy living. The psalmist, having been delivered from the shadowy land of Sheol, now proposes to make the most of his opportunity to live in this world. From now on, I am really going to make the most of living. I am going to live appreciatively and enthusiastically. He is not saying that he is going to turn himself loose, to let himself go, to live it up, to celebrate by giving a rowdy, hilarious party with dissipated companions. He specifies what kind of living he intends to display. He states emphatically that he intends to walk before the Lord, to live his life as God intended it, to conform his ways to God's will, to make glad the heart of God, to enter zestfully into human life, to enjoy living in this world among our fellows, and to pour the best we have into living it as God intended it, is not a sin, but a great opportunity, a great challenge. One of the best ways we can thank God for life is to live it well and to enjoy doing it. Yes, a Christian life is a happy, joyful life. Praise God. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. David said more about dedication than about any other method of showing gratitude. God's very goodness purchased him to a life of loyalty to God. That is the highest form of thanksgiving. More than any other group in the world, we Christians ought to be aware of this. We are not our own. We are bought with a price. Thanksgiving is not properly expressed unless it leads to thanksgiving. Unless each of us, like the psalmist, makes his vows in the presence of the people that so long as he lives, he pledges himself to live as God's instrument, as one who is no longer his own, but God's, that he expects daily to show his colors, raise his flag, let everybody know whose he is and whom he serves, that he is proud to bear the brand of Christ. In his epistles, Paul describes Christians as those upon whom God has put his seal, or those who have been sealed for God's redemption by the Holy Ghost. The ultimate and final act of thanksgiving for what God has done for us is the surrender and the dedication of ourselves. I call it the sacrifice of thanksgiving. But not sacrifice in the sense of losing something, but rather gaining something. And this can only be accomplished by and in the infilling of the Holy Ghost within our lives. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? What a tremendous experience can be yours if you haven't, and it can be yours now. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Take a final look at precisely what the psalmist asked. And the answer he gave, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. O Lord, truly I am thy servant." Thanksgiving is a personal matter, an individual matter. Each of us has a life that only he can live, an obligation that only he can fulfill, a debt that he only can pay. And will you pay it now? And will you live it now? And will you give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ? And that will be a real time of thanksgiving for you when you give yourself to he who made you, and you who have not made yourself will know that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. Will you bow with me in prayer right now? Right at this moment, I want to pray. Oh, Lord God, I thank you because we can live the life that you want us to live by the infilling of the Holy Ghost. It is not we that live, but it is he that liveth within us. Have your way now in every life. Touch some soul right now and help them to understand the real meaning of thanksgiving. And we'll carefully praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.